We open with prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. I don't know if you recall, but last time I was out here, about a month ago, we talked about the return of the children of Israel from captivity in Babylon. And they came back and they were rebuilding Jerusalem. They were rebuilding the walls, they were rebuilding their homes, the temple, and surrounded on all sides by enemies, so they had to work with one hand while they had their weapon in the other hand. Does that sound familiar to anyone? I certainly hope so. But now I'm going to talk about what happened after that. Okay, so they were working hard, getting up early, staying up late, working with one hand while defending with the other, and they finished building the walls around Jerusalem in just 52 days, which is pretty impressive when you think about it. It's less than 2 months. And they just kept on working. They kept working hard, getting up early, staying up late, putting in long hours at their jobs, just trying to make ends meet. And what happened? They just couldn't get ahead. Nothing seemed to prosper for them. It seemed like they were making money, but they just kept not going anywhere. It's like I've got this bag here, and I'm making money. And I'm making money, and I keep making money, and I keep making more and more money. How's that going for me, huh? I've got a lot of money now, right? That's exactly what was happening to the children of Israel. In fact, we read in Haggai 1, verses 6 and 9, "You sow much seed, but you harvest little. You eat, but you are never satisfied. You get dressed, no one is warm. The one who makes money puts that money into a bag with a hole in it. You expected much, but look, there was little. When you brought it home, I blew it away." They were working hard. They were doing work. They were busy. But why did God do this? Why does God say, "When you brought it home, I blew it away"? Well, it's because their priorities were all messed up. God told them their purpose in coming back to their promised land. Their whole purpose in coming back to Jerusalem was to rebuild the temple, to rebuild His house. But the people kept saying, "It isn't time yet. We're too busy working on these other things. I'm too busy at my job. I'm too busy building my house." And these people were living in their fancy houses, making their houses nicer and better. And yet the temple was still lying in ruins. And do you ever feel like you're not getting ahead? Do you ever feel like you're working and working and getting up early and just trying to get things done? There's just not enough hours in the day. Maybe you've got a job. Maybe there's homework that keeps piling up. You're trying to get to practices for sports. You're trying to get practices for the play. You've got so many activities going on. There's just not enough hours in the day. You never seem to get ahead. Sometimes it feels like we're also putting money into a bag with holes in it, doesn't it? Now, working hard is not bad. In fact, God specifically tells us to work hard. Ecclesiastes 9, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your strength." Colossians 3, "Whatever you do, keep working at it with all your heart." And in fact, God says in 2 Thessalonians, "If anyone does not want to work, he doesn't eat." So working hard is definitely a good thing. But it's not the ultimate goal. Children of Israel were working hard, putting in long hours, but they were putting their own wants ahead of what God directed. In their case, it was building bigger and better houses while God's temple was lying in ruins. In our case, it may be we're prioritizing getting good grades. We may even be prioritizing sports, maybe making money, maybe getting ready for the play. All these things are great things to do. And God wants us to use our gifts in those ways. But all these things are secondary. the one thing that really is important is God's Word. That is the one thing needful. Without God, without what He's done for us, without Jesus' death for our sins, everything else is meaningless. Nothing else matters, because nothing else will last. Jesus talked about this all the time in His Gospels. You remember the story of Mary and Martha. When He was visiting with them, Martha was busy working hard, doing all those good things, serving, cleaning, setting up. And she even told Jesus, "Hey, Martha's just sitting around. Tell her to help me." But remember what our Savior said to her. "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is needed. In fact, Mary has chosen that better part, which will not be taken away from her." And in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 6, He says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Now, some would say, and in fact, I heard this from a coworker of mine, that you want to seek first the kingdom of God because then you'll get rich. Because if you've got God's Word, then you start making money, and look, I'm able to make more money. I had a coworker actually tell me that. He said, "I have to get back to tithing," which is giving a tenth, "because then I'll be able to make more money." That's not what God tells us. God tells us, seek first the kingdom of God. That's our number one priority. And He takes care of everything else. He takes care of it by maybe providing for those things, but maybe by making us realize that those things just aren't as important and we don't need them. So keep working. Keep doing your homework. I'm not telling you not to do homework. Keep doing your homework. Keep working hard at sports. Keep getting ready for the play. Keep working at your jobs. Keep doing all those things. But remember, that's secondary. Keep what's primary in your lives. Focus on that gospel, on what our Savior has done for us, because that's what gives us that ultimate future with Him. In fact, start your day with what's most important, the first priority. Martin Luther himself was an extremely busy man. He wrote literally hundreds of books, and he spent often every day of the week preaching and teaching, busy from sunup till sundown. And one time he was overwhelmed with how much work he had to do, and he's quoted as saying, "I've got so much work to do today, I'd better spend 2 hours in prayer instead of just one." Keep focused on one thing, that number one priority. Amen. Let's think of this in the words of Hymn 366. Hymn 366, verse 1.